our cover story this morning. You know, every 3 years, Hancock County Auditor Charity Rauschenberg becomes the most popular elected official in local government. Not really. I'm being a bit facetious there. But it is time once again for the triennial reevaluation. The update of everyone's property values for the purposes as it relates to tax base, of course. And this year, it all comes with a backdrop of growing pushback on property taxes in general in the state of Ohio. A grassroots group has been pushing for major reform, threatening to put an initiative on the ballot to eliminate property taxes entirely if things don't change. And we've talked about that on the program a number of times. The legislature has responded by getting serious about reform, and there are a lot of ideas on how best to do that. But in the meantime, the update process continues. And a couple of days ago, we sat down with Auditor Rauschenberg to talk about the process.
Yes. Well, thank you for inviting me in this morning and calling me popular. I'm not sure that I'm going to take that necessarily as a compliment today. But yes, Hancock County is under an update. And this is a triennial update in which we are looking at the sales over the last 3 years, and we are told to catch up to the market, the real estate market.
Yeah.
And as most of us know, it has been growing by leaps and bounds.
And obviously that is likely to be reflected then in the valuation for which property taxes are based. That's really what it all boils down to.
Yes. In the state of Ohio, I'm also called the assessor. In other states, they have a whole department that is called the assessor's office. And we are concentrating on the valuations of all types of property. This triennial is unusual in that we have enough sales that the Department of Taxation has been in conversation with us to increase or modify the adjustments for commercial, industrial, our agricultural parcels, and our residential.
Generally,
we are concentrating on what we call class one, which is our agricultural, which is our farming community, and our residential.
Yeah.
I think this is only the second time in my career that they have looked at commercial industrial for changes in a triennial.
So this is obviously every time this happens, there is pushback and people are confused / upset, have questions regarding that valuation. This is not just a guess or an opinion. There is an actual formula for this, right?
Yes, and that has garnered a lot of conversation on the formula that our state has chosen for taxation. If I were in banking and I told you your value went up, you'd probably be happy with me.
Mm-hmm.
But when it's tied to taxation, we get a different response.
Right.
But it's basically the same principle that we are adjusting to market value and showing what those properties could possibly be sold for at 1/1/25.
So how much wiggle room do you have with respect to that formula, and how much of that is actually set in stone where you just basically plug the numbers into the formula and it spits out what it spits out?
So I have had conversations, and you're correct. I'm the mathematician. I've basically been given the formula that we are to plug into our systems once we realize what the values have been updated and adjusted. That is the first step, is valuation approval by the Department of Taxation. The second step is having our programs ready to implement, and there are Ohio Revised Code sections that tell us what the calculations shall be after that for taxation.
Shall be.
So shall be.
Not maybe, not maybe. Could be, shall
right.
be. But at the same time, there is a procedure. If someone gets their new valuation and questions that, there is a dispute procedure that's actually set up, right?
That is correct. So in September, we started with our website and with our required publication in the newspaper announcing that there's new values to be looking at.
Mm-hmm.
It's a tab that says tentative value on the auditor's website. It will show the new value. And if we have people, we had lots of phone calls, sure. drop-ins, people questioning what the values were.
Every 3 years, I'm sure that
Every
happens,
3 years, yes. As you said, we become more popular. And we also have a procedure starting in January 1st that if it is a judgment on valuation that is available every year, starting with January, because we want to make sure that our values are certified by the Department of Taxation, that we're using that value, and then there's an appeal process through the Board of Revision. A complaint can be filed. I will recommend that they have some sort of sales information or an appraisal so that there is a supporting document for a new value.
Mm-hmm. So is the valuation based solely on sales prices that have been registered in the previous 3 years? I mean, is that what you're primarily looking at, I would imagine?
That is also a directive in the law, that we are looking at the last 3 years of sales. And in the triennial, that is really the basis. It's stratifying a bunch of numbers to see what's very similar for us to come up with valuation. And it's solely sales.
So there is the market value, the assessed value, the market value, there's the actual value of the property, and then there's the assessed value, and these are two different things.
That
right?
is correct.
So there are a number of different things that people need to look at when they see this revaluation and how it might impact them.
Yes, so that would be the appraised value that we're working on, which is 100% of market value. And then in the state of Ohio, they assess at 35%. That's where then the tax calculation is placed.
Mm. So, and again, the tax valuation is what it is for that particular location of the property based on the assessed value. Obviously, that's historically been the easy part, but now there are a lot of discussions in the state legislature and beyond about property taxes and property tax relief in the state of Ohio. How much of a monkey wrench does that throw into it for, you know, from your standpoint, from your point of view?
We have heard the word urgency, and in our process, I'm supposed to be gathering information and setting rates with the Department of Taxation in November.
Mm-hmm.
I just turned my calendar over, and we are now in October.
Right.
So November is right around the corner for us, and legislation is still this week and next week talking about what that formula will look like for mm-hmm. next year.
Yeah.
So we are very...
still a bunch of unknowns.
Yes, there is. And we will have to make some programmatic changes if they do change that formula in a short time.
But that would be all sort of behind the scenes. It really wouldn't affect the process of the valuation and going out and assessing the value of these properties, right?
That is correct. My deadline is in October to submit valuation for the approval by the Department of Taxation.
Yeah. You know, we've talked about the idea of property tax relief on the program a number of times, and the various ways that legislators have taken an approach to this. And as some folks probably know, there is a grassroots effort to put an initiative on the ballot to completely eliminate property taxes in the state of Ohio. Should it come to that, would that put you out of a job?
Well, that might limit the assessor portion of my job, but mm-hmm. I still would have the hat of auditor. So I would still be working with a lot of elected officials on budgeting and finance.
There would be a lot of work to be done in the state of Ohio should property taxes be eliminated, because we think schools, I mean, obviously schools get a large chunk of property taxes in the state of Ohio, but it's not just that.
That is correct. So the first 10 mills is actually the foundation of governmental services. It would be your city, your county, village, and the schools. That's what the 10 mill foundation was built on. The discussion is about the 20 mill floor because of the schools and how that's impacting us. And it's a formula that we've had for quite some time. I don't recall a change, and I've been here quite a while. So that has been a lot of the emphasis, is what that formula and that taxation would be. But to run our schools, I believe I've heard that then the income tax or the sales tax would have to be increased.
Yeah. So a lot of unknowns, but what we do know is that the triennial update is going on right now. And you mentioned that this month is the deadline for all of that to be done. When can folks expect to be able to go online and look at the new value and know, you know, where they stand?
As of last month, we have had that on our website.
Okay.
And it's on as a tentative value. It will be going to the Department of Taxation this month, and we are seeking their approval. We usually hear back from them around November.
Again, Hancock County Auditor Charity Rauschenberg with us this morning. Charity, thanks very much.
Thank you.